The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, this is very light and lilting, isn't it?
Yes, I like this. This is a group called LUVT. And
what does that mean?
I don't know. I'm not going to get into it. It's a song called The Call of the Mountains. It's the call of the mountains.
Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, grow up.
Oh, God. Grow up, bud. Stop that.
God, man, it's got to do that.
How dare you? My voice is absolutely wonderful. The call of the mountains.
Oh, God. I recoil a little bit at this Northern European stuff. I'm starting to get a little creeped out by it.
What are you talking about?
A lot of this Swede stuff. I'm not into it.
Oh, Phil, would you stop with that? You know, people are going to start thinking you're very serious about that.
About what?
Well, people are going to start to think that you're sounding a little bit anti-Caucasian or something. I don't...
Yeah, but what's wrong with a Caucasoid?
Would you have him not say Caucasoid, please?
Well, technically, it's...
No, technically, it's not. Don't say that, bud.
Mr. Henry's the one that tells me. Ow!
Don't say it.
All right, hold on. I got nothing against it, you know, okay? But I've had enough of the Lord of the Rings, and...
Well, wait a second. You got all this other music, you know, the Black African. What's wrong with the Caucasian?
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. It seems a bit reactive, you know.
Even I gotta agree, you know, I mean, even these Caucasoids got a right to do the music that they want to do.
Since when are we calling them Caucasoids? I don't, where was this decision made?
Well, it's just an impromptu.
It's just an impromptu decision on the part of Jackball over there, okay?
Well, then ask him not to do that, please.
All right, bud, don't say Caucasoid.
What?
Caucasian.
Well.
You heard it.
All right, anyway, welcome to the program here, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, such as it is, and that is some Caucasian music.
Why are you calling it Caucasian music all of a sudden?
I don't know. I've noticed, maybe it isn't all that recent, but I've noticed that there has been an upswing in music from the frozen tundras of the north, from a lot of the Laplander people. And it bothers me, it worries me, because...
Well, you're being a little racist against the Caucasoid, not the Caucasoid, the Caucasian.
Yeah, see, you did it, and you're allowed.
I made a mistake.
Hold on. You gotta clear your throat, Margaret.
Sorry. I hope that's better. I'm trying, you know. It's very early, and I haven't had near as much coffee as you have had.
Yeah, you know, Margaret, you do. You sound like shit.
Excuse me.
Well, I mean, sorry. Why'd you say that?
Because she does.
All right.
Can't argue with that, can you?
No, I can't argue with that. Enough about the Caucasian music, okay? Forget I even said anything. Never mind.
There are people out there, man, they write in and they think that you're anti-white, even though you're white.
I'm not anti-white. Like I said to people on Facebook the other day, which is the other place where I hold forth with all kinds of stupid, you know, idiotic opinions, I said... that I got nothing against white people. I said, but I know white people, and I know what gets under their skin, and I know how to get them to... I know how to get white people to face certain things. I'm sorry. I'm good at that. And a lot of the things that I do are intended to piss people off, especially white people, because there's a need. We've got a need right now for, you know, certain things, and I like to force the issue sometimes with humor, if I can, but... sometimes by pissing people off. That's just how I see. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. You know, I mean, it's not like I'm not forcing anybody into anything here. But like I was saying the other day, you know, the special little group of white middle-aged guys. And there's a group that I know very, very well. And I said to somebody, asked me, you know, why are you trying to piss them off? I said, because I like to do it. I like pissing them off. I like getting under their skin. I like forcing them to face the truth. I like, you know, I like doing all of that stuff. And it's about freaking time, man. you know.
Well, I just think that it is not a very, I don't think it's very Christian, Phil. Or as we say in the, I don't think it's very Christian. You know how you say Christian?
God, do it with your tongue sticking out.
You're supposed to do it with the...
Well, Margaret, you're going Christian.
Yes, when you say Christian. God. Like yesterday when I said Christendom, you know.
Oh, that was something we were going to talk about yesterday. We were going to talk about two things yesterday, both of which now I forget. One of them was the whole Romania thing. Remember that, General?
Yeah, well, we were talking about the Christendom and the Muslim Caliphate.
The Muslim Caliphate. And the other was, oh, shit.
Well, I'll figure it out, Mr. Henry.
Well, I don't know if you will figure it out, but there was one other thing that had to do with my attitude about something. I forget. All right, but welcome to our program. Here on this Thursday, had a wonderful meeting yesterday, and actually I was 2 hours early for that meeting. It was supposed to be at 5. I got there ahead of 2:30.
Oh my! And so what did you do?
I sat out in Santa Monica for 2 hours, waiting for my manager to get there, and then we went in. We had our meeting, but today's meeting is at 3:00, and then tomorrow we got a plane at 6 a.m. at LAX to go to Chicago. And I went into this whole thing during the pre-show, and if you want, today's pre-show is actually pretty good. You never know when what pre-show is going to be any good. But today's pre-show ain't bad. And I would check it out if I were you. And I go into this whole thing about CVS Pharmacy. God damn it, you know. Forgive my blaspheming there, but I'm telling you.
Do you think that's blasphemy to say GD?
Well, you know, I sort of blurted it out. I could have been a little bit gentler. But the fact is, you know, as I said in the pre-show, perhaps a bit more colorfully, I said, I'm fortunate in that, and I do consider myself to be fortunate, in that if I, for whatever reason, if my insurance is not overlapping properly that month, you know how there's a certain period?
Yes, well, there's a lot of times you have to get the doctor's approval on the insurance.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get the doctor's approval, etc., and it hasn't come through yet. This happens to me every year around January. I'll pay cash for whatever it is that I have to buy. And God Almighty, at CVS, when you say you're going to pay cash, you might as well tell them that you are actually an angel, that your body is not made of normal carbon-based materials, but you are, in fact, a spiritual hydrogen-based creature, you know. Because they'll stare at you for about, I said I'm just going to go ahead and pay cash. Oh, they're going to pay. They got to go back and talk to 16 people, and it becomes a real big thing. And so it was the other day when they discovered that my insurance only covered, the doctor has prescribed a certain number of pills to come in the bottle. 45 pills would come in that bottle. Well, you see, the insurance only pays for 30 per month. Ah, okay. So that means you have to pay cash for the other 15. Fine, we'll pay cash for the other 15. Well, but how are we going to do that? Well, it fucks them up so much that they've got to put the cash pills in one bottle and the insurance pills in another bottle. Now, there may be people out there who work these jobs, these pharmacies, and understand what's going on. And they may be saying, you don't understand, Phil. No, yes, I do understand. The system that you people have in place is fucked up. That's all I need to understand. Because what happens there, man, is I get one bottle here and another bottle here, and one thing says 30, another says 15, and I didn't get the other bottle of 15 until later. I only got the one bottle of 30, and I'm thinking, why the fuck didn't they fill it to 45? And the whole reason why I'm making a big thing out of this in the first place is because I had to call in the last time and say, hey, you guys put in too few pills, and then they're asking me, well, what are you doing? Are you, like, giving them away or what? No, I'm not. What the fuck, you know? I got to go through a whole thing, man. It's just, they already know everything that you... And when you're there... And by the way, this is no big thing, but it really isn't a big thing, but it actually happens if my name is said loudly in a place. Some people recognize my name, and then I got to turn around and deal with it. Now, there I am. I believe me when I tell you, you're standing in line in the pharmacy, man, waiting to get your pills. That's kind of the last place where you want to talk to somebody about your show, you know? I mean, I don't mind meeting listeners. I absolutely appreciate it and have fun with it. But there's some days I just want to get my stuff done, man, and get out of there and go home and go somewhere else, right?
Oh, so you've had people recognize you in line at the pharmacy?
Yes, yes.
Well, what do they say? They're not going to bug you or anything. What are they saying? Hey, you're taking the same pills as me.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny if they're saying that.
Yeah, that's a real riot. Well, the fact is, I'll go up there to the counter and she'll say,
last name?
It's Hendry, H-E-N-D.
Hendry? You know, first name?
It's Phil.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Hendry, Phil? Phil Hendry?
And so, maybe...
You should say to them, I'm a prominent public personality. Could you please say my name? You know.
No, Margaret, that sounds even worse, you know.
Right, Margaret, that's what he's going to do. He's going to, excuse me, but I'm all famous.
Well, excuse me, but I've had to do that myself. Now, I don't ordinarily get my prescriptions filled. I have Amparo, or either Amparo or Gladiola go out and do it.
Wait. You have a woman working for you named Gladiola?
I have a man working for... Look at him, will you?
But don't laugh.
What a guy's name? Gladiola?
That's right. His name is Gladiola. He's Hispanic. So sometimes I will have, excuse me, Amparo or Gladiola go out.
Why is the guy, a guy, is named Gladiola?
Phil, it is the Hispanic culture. Are you going to be racist now as well as elitist? As well as namist?
Namist, so...
Yes, because you're showing a level of prejudice against your own name, and I think it is wrong.
All right, hold on, Margaret, because you're... There are two things going on here, man. You got to clear your throat in the morning because you've got this going on.
I was going to say that, Phil. I've heard that in the last three tapes of the show, but I've been listening to the tapes of the show, like you say to do.
Yeah.
Wait just a minute. What are you saying?
Your voice is really raw and rough at the very first two segments of the show. You got to warm your throat up better.
I have to warm my what up?
Yeah, you see, she takes everything sexually.
Hold on. Your throat.
Well, what's wrong with my voice?
Margaret, there's a thing going on there. There's like a thin layer of phlegm or some shit on your vocal cords.
Pardon me. How dare you? You could have said...
Well, I'm sorry. You know, I address these things on the air.
I'm gargling. Excuse me.
Close the door, please.
Thank you.
But what's she gargling with? I don't have that in there.
I brought some mouthwash. Excuse me.
Yeah, you don't need to close the door.
Yes, I know.
I mean, I'm sorry, you know.
Well, yes, but you were right. I listened to the tapes of the show like you say to do, Phil, so I can hear about how I sound. I think I sound utterly... I think I'm a disaster. But hell, you want to pay me for this, you know?
Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, you know, your money, pal.
Yeah, okay, fine. So you've been listening. What do you hear?
Well, I'm hearing Margaret sounds, you know...
Yes, does sound kind of, you know...
Why don't you just not comment?
I will not have Dickman comment on what I sound like, thank you.
Gotta shut the door then.
Sorry.
Can't you gargle like a regular human being?
And what does that sound like, Phil?
I don't know, but it doesn't sound like go, 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 go.
Well, get a load of Mr. Gargle.
Yeah, that's a good nickname for you, Mr. Don't tell about how to gargle it.
Am I telling everybody how to gargle it, or am I telling everybody how to gargle?
Well, what difference does it make?
Because somehow when you say gargle it, it don't sound too boogie-woogie.
Way to stand up for yourself, Mr. Harry.
Thank you. Sounds rather obscene. Hey, shut the door, Margaret.
Sorry.
So Margaret's in there gargling it, and we'll find out exactly how all that shit falls together. All right, we have, as we tried to mention yesterday, threat of a hurricane, two hurricanes in the Hawaiian Islands. And we're going to be talking with Bob Bakian here, Bob Bakian in the chopper, and he's out over Hawaii right now as we listen to the beautiful and Quicksilver arpeggios of Slipknot. Hey, Bob, how's it looking?
I'm still out here on Hawaii, but I was about down to go have a hurricane out here. A lot of people out of the thing. And I saw a couple of Japanese people out on the beach. They're having fun and recreating out there and trying to do the body surf thing. Well, now there's a hurricane coming around the right tide here in Honolulu, and the Honolulu-lulu, and the Lulu-lulu. And Bob Becky in traffic.
Yes, this is General Galen Shaw for Wortico's Travel Agency. Now's the time to go to beautiful Hawaii. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a hurricane bearing down on it. Well, anyway, as I was saying, now's the time to go to beautiful Hawaii because there are great values and deals for condominiums, homes, and hotel rooms along the beautiful sugar-white beaches of beautiful Hawaii. Yes, the Hawaiian Islands are there for your enjoyment. Go and surf and swim. Frolic with the dolphins. Go and check out a whale. Put that thing around your neck, whatever the hell they call that. You know, with the flowers and stuff.
Can't call a lulu.
Yeah, put a lulu around your throat. And, you know,
don't put a lulu around your throat. It's a lau. It's, ain't that what they call that?
No, I think it's a lay. That's it.
It's a lay. Yeah, go get a lay.
Why don't you shut up, Hickman, okay? That joke is so old. God, is it old.
Yeah, like you.
Really? You see this?
Yeah.
Now look at this. Yes, go to Hawaii. Go to Hawaii and stay there for all I care. Wortico's Travel Agency. Yes, there's a hurricane bearing down on Hawaii, but what are you, a man or a mouse? Either you're going to take your family on vacation, or you're going to sit there like a woman in your easy chair and suck your thumb all summer long. I say go to Hawaii, take your chances. That's what I say.
Wortico travels to Hawaii from $33. Check out Wortico Travel Agency. Yes, with the sounds there of Slipknot and the Negative One. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, so thanks very much, Bob Bakey, in there, giving us the traffic. As I understand it, and we did see some video clips from the Hawaiian Islands earlier. There was some folks getting married. There isn't any real, I didn't see any real heaviosity going on out there, man, as of yet. But I did see the wind kicking up. Now, let me get my glasses.
There's a story right there, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. Well, it says here that beachgoers on the Big Island of Hawaii will have one final day at the water's edge today as the first of two hurricanes headed for the state are expected to make landfall tonight. So it's the Big Island, huh?
Well, that's my understanding, yeah. When you say Hawaii, you're saying either the state or you're saying the Big Island. And, you know...
Well, can I say something? Because Frank and I have had experience with this.
Continue gargling and then I'll make the decision.
What an asshole. I swear to God.
Continue gargling, then I'll make the decision.
Sorry.
Shut the door, will you? All right, as I was saying, yes, General?
Yes, well, I was just saying that Hawaii is either the Big Island or it's the...
What are you talking about, man? It's the Big Island's the state.
No, the state is a bunch of islands. It's more than just the Big Island.
I thought it was the Big Island was the state and the Little Islands was part of California.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
You gotta be kidding.
Are you two knuckleheads trying to tell? Oh, Jesus.
But how are we gonna know?
How are you gonna know? Oh, I don't know. Pay attention in school. How about staying awake while you're in school? How about picking up an atlas and figuring it out? Hawaii is the Big Island and the other islands are part of California.
Woo!
Man.
Well, man, I'm...
Who bombed Pearl Harbor?
What?
Who bombed Pearl Harbor?
Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor.
Okay. Oh, speaking of that, by the way, our drunk history is next week. It'll be about Daniel anyway. But anyway.
Yes, I saw that on TV, Phil.
Keep gargling. Who bombed Pearl Harbor?
It said Japan.
Yeah, Japan.
Oh, and where is Pearl Harbor?
In Hawaii.
Oh, it is? No, it's in California, according to you jackasses.
Oh, you mean it's not on where
is it?
I can't believe that I'm having this on a show that cares that much about history and geography. This show, if ever there were two topics that we think are the most important in the history of the world, geography and history, and you two assholes don't know, excuse me for calling you that.
That's really bad of you, Mr. Henry.
Oh, quit pretending you're crying.
If you're crying, Dickman, I'll give you something to cry about. You see this?
That's the one you hit me with the last time.
I'm doing it again.
God damn it, man.
You gotta what? See? I'm very quick. Right hand, left hand, left hand, left hand, right hand, left hand.
All right, stop with the boxing lesson. So, Pearl Harbor is on Oahu, the island of Oahu. It's not on the Big Island of Hawaii. It's on Oahu. According to you, Jackballs, that's part of California. That ain't Hawaii. So the Japanese bombed California. Did you know that? You didn't know that, huh?
No, they bombed Hawaii.
No, no, no. Not according to Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. They bombed California. Because those islands are part of California.
Well, I do.
You guys are stupid. You know that? As dumb as it gets.
You can't say that for sure.
Yes, I sure as hell can.
Oh, God, I want in on this so bad.
Keep gargling. Oahu, there's Molokai.
Yeah, I know about Molokai. That's what a leper colony is.
What? Are you out of your mind? A leper colony? I wouldn't go over there for nothing. Got a vacation on a place where a guy's nose is dropping off.
No, no, hold on. The leper colony on Molokai is now a... I believe that it still exists, but it's not anywhere near what it was. I think that the generations that have passed, the people that lived there, many of them have passed on. People afflicted with that particular illness, which has had this terrible stigma attached to it. It's a disease, you know. It's not a rotting of the soul. Every time we think of leprosy, we think of the Bible. You know?
Well, it is true that people think of leprosy. They think of, like the leper going to Jesus and saying, would you put, I don't know,
He asked Jesus to reattach the nose, right?
If you're making a joke...
I'm not, I swear to God.
No, he didn't ask Jesus to reattach his nose. He said, would you cure me or something? You know, I don't know what he said.
What did he say?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm not, well, but it has a stigma attached to it. But there was a leper colony on Molokai. And my understanding is, if it still exists, it is more of a community than anything else. Not really an enforced colony. Although the people who have this, I don't know how many lepers still live there. That's something we'll have to look up. But I think that it's more of a town, you know, a little village. But it's way far removed from the other population of the island. And what's going on now in Molokai is they are trying to promote it for tourism. You know.
Well, man, I'll tell you, I'm there. No way. No way.
Yeah, I can't feature that at all.
Well, listen, if the price is right, I'll go.
You know, I understand. All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just keep on gargling in there, Margaret, till we tell you to come out.
I think it is very, very wrong.
No, it's not wrong. Getting tired of listening to the air check of this show, and you're all... Eh.
Well, I thought that I was warming my voice up. If I wasn't, I apologize, but...
Keep gargling.
Yeah, keep gargling.
You shut your mouth.
Hold on, bud. Keep gargling. All right, so Molokai. And then there is Lanai and...
What's going on?
These are the islands, man. Are you guys nuts or something? These are the islands of Hawaii. Kauai. Kauai is a big popular island. And so on and so forth. You know, there's another little island that they used to use. The Navy used to use it for target practice. I don't know. Kiwakahukahakawaka. I don't know what the hell the name of it is, but it's a little tiny island off of Maui. All kinds of islands over there, man. And they're all part of the same state, the state of Hawaii. And I think the islands are dealt with as counties, if I'm not mistaken. You're in the county of Kihei, the county of Oahu, the county of this, the county of that. And that is the state of Hawaii. And... you know, right now they're dealing with this hurricane. So I used to think it was part of California.
They swear.
Well, you guys, that's on you. You guys are too old to be that stupid. Everybody says this is the last day of good weather, so we came down to the beach, said tourist Shauna Snodgrass. She was visiting from Stafford, Virginia. She told the Associated Press. The storm will move toward Oahu and Maui early Friday morning, drenching the most popular tourist destinations in the state with up to 8 inches of rain. Woo! Woo! So it moves toward Oahu and Maui. Those are two very, very relatively populous parts of the island. Oahu is where the city of Honolulu is, Bud. That's where Pearl Harbor is. Maui is another big, I would say, the biggest tourist destination, perhaps, in Hawaii is Maui. And there's a lot of folks there. That is the most popular tourist destination in the state. They'll get up to 8 inches of rain with the potential for coastal flooding and wind damage. Jesus. Washington State couple Tracy Black and Chris Kreifels, obviously two young people that are not married and are traveling together and probably staying in the same hotel room. Yes, and I dare say sleeping in the same bed. How do you like that, huh?
God, man, ain't people supposed to do that?
Yeah, what are you making a big deal out of that for?
I'm just kidding around. So anyway, Tracy Black and Chris Kreifels,
That's kind of weird she go out with a guy named Creeful, though.
Yeah, it is pretty weird.
What difference does it make? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say it. What difference does it make if she's going out with a guy named Creeful?
I'm just screwing around, General. You know, I'm just messing around.
I don't get it, man. That's not funny. It's weird.
Yeah, well, that's me. Anyway, Tracy Black and this boyfriend she has by the name of Chris Creefles, and again, a pretty weird name. Tracy, you could find a better guy than that, than a last name like that.
Will you knock that crap off?
Hey, she's going to marry the guy, maybe. And her last name is going to be Tracy Black Creefles?
Yeah, it sounds like it's a cereal or something.
You're not funny, man, so just...
Yeah, man, I'm trying to tell you that.
Take it easy. All right. Are planning to marry in an outdoor ceremony on Saturday. Tracy is going to marry in an outdoor ceremony. See, the weather is telling you, Tracy, don't marry this Creefles guy because it sounds German and the whole thing is a real cluster bang, man. Now, there's a cereal for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, cluster bang sounds like one hell of a, you know, but you see, the cluster... I don't understand anything you're saying this morning.
I don't understand either. All right, so they're going to get married, but that's going to be butchered alive by a hurricane. Don't you see anything here? Don't you see?
Yeah, that's right, Phil. God's telling her not to marry a guy named Creefle by sending a hurricane and wiping out the lives of God knows countless others just so this broad doesn't marry a guy and get a jacked-up last name? God will not permit that to happen. You know what? I gotta walk this one off.
Yeah, Jim, about walking off the whole new load of Nilla wafer?
I don't give a good sweet.
All right, just pissed off the general.
Yeah, man, you don't need to piss the general off, not this early, not now, not while everything's going so good.
Yeah, not while everything's going so good. Yeah, not
Wing it?
Yeah, it's going fine. We are seeing the rain as a blessing, Black said. It will work out as it's supposed to. God, that's kind of a Jesus thing, too. So that's the trade-off. She's marrying a guy with a jacked-up last name, but he's marrying a Jesus freak. I'm kidding. So he's marrying this chick because she's so gorgeous and, you know, probably put together extra fine. He's sacrificing a lot, man, because she is a born-again, and he's going to get baptized and everything just so he can come home to something sweet at night. That's a lot to have to give up there, pal.
Hey, well said, Miss Harry.
Thank you.
Are you serious, Miss Harry?
No, I'm not serious. Can't we just, you know, all get along here?
I'm almost done gargling, and when I am done, oh, God.
When you're done is when I tell you you're done. Gargle.
Oh, fuck it.
So anyway, on the heels of Ezel, which is a Category 1. Now, Category 1 is just above the 70, 80 mile per hour area, I think. It's just above the tropical storm. So it is the lowest category, obviously, of the... is that right? Hurricane Category 1 is expected to edge closer to the island Sunday night, and Monday is currently a Category 2. Wait a minute. On the heels of Ezel, a Category 1 storm, is Hurricane Julio. Julio is expected to edge close to the islands on Sunday night and Monday and is currently a Category 2 storm with winds up to 100 miles per hour. Okay. Category 1 is like a tropical storm, just a really intense tropical storm. And then a Category 2 is, okay, now we're getting up there. I've never in my life been in a hurricane. I've been in a really badass tropical storm, but never a hurricane. Airlines, including Delta, United, Alaskan, and Hawaiian Air, have all announced that passengers with reservations can rebook their travel plans free of charge to avoid the hurricane. Now, ain't that a nice thing? Hawaii has not been directly hit by a hurricane in 22 years and only three times since 1950, though it has endured nearly 150 tropical cyclones in that time, according to the app.
What's that?
I'm kidding. AP. Six people were killed and more than 1,000 homes damaged during the 1992 hurricane. The Big Island has been hit by one named tropical storm and never a hurricane, according to ABC News meteorologists. The state has closed public schools in preparation for the storm. Poipu Beach Resort on the Hawaiian island of Kauai is heavily damaged following high winds and rain from the Hurricane Iniki in 1992. I went to Poipu. And that looks like that might be the Ritz-Carlton there on Poipu Beach, which is the beautiful resort there. Resort. Man, I can't even pronounce anything because I got Poipu and I got resort, and you put it all together and you get resort.
Yeah, do that, you get poor poo.
Yeah, poor poo.
Okay, that's great. So...
Yeah, that pretty... Poor Poo, it's a really nice resort.
Hey, that's funny, not... Okay, so we're going to get back here on the Phil Henry Show, talk a little bit more about that. We have other news to deal with here this morning, including, of course, information for you that our next big show, our next big World of Phil Henry, The Truth Is Our Bitch, is at the Irvine Improv. It's a big theater, a big, big club, and it's going to be a fantastic evening. We encourage you to get your tickets now for Truth Is Our Bitch, the World of Phil Henry Truth Is Our Bitch, which will be on September the 11th. September the 11th at the Irvine Improv in Irvine, California. Tickets available now. But these shows have sold out, and you're liable to get aced out if you do not pick up your tickets immediately. So please do, folks, and we'll talk more about it as show day approaches. Here is a group called King 810, and this is The State of Nature on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
And this is Margaret Gray just out of the bathroom gargling, and I just want you to know...
You're not doing a commercial here.
Yes, but I want people to know how I was treated, Phil.
You're not doing a commercial. Get back in there and gargle.
Yeah, get in there and gargle.
Not long ago.
I want to kick your ass. Like get in there and gargle.
Fuck.
We played under the sun. We didn't plug ourselves in.
Boy, these guys are a real barrel of lead. This is a real party band here. This King what?
King 810. And King 810 and the State of Nature.
Aren't real and our children not.
Again, this is a great example of the angst-ridden and depressed nature of metal music as opposed to the I'm caked out nature of hip-hop. It's all a part of the wonderful, wild, and wacky world of me.
I'm Margaret Gray for Duran's Gargle. You know, my throat has sounded really bad, really rough the last few days. And as was pointed out to me by my broadcast mate, Phil Henry, I said my broadcast, I'm sorry, better gargle.
And while Margaret gargles, Moynihan's gargle is, I think, the endorsement here, not whatever you said.
Well, I'm doing a different gargle.
Start using Moynihan's gargle, because Moynihan's gargle is what we use around here to clarify and to sanctify and to beautify our throats, our pipes, our sound apparatus. Yes, Moynihan's gargle. You can pick it up in the handy 5-pack at a pharmacy near you. If they don't have it, ask them to stock Moynihan's gargle, and you'll probably have to really ask and really beg and plead until you bleed from the eyes if you go into CVS. Please carry Moynihan's gargle. Please! That's probably what you're going to have to do.
This morning's depressing heavy metal music brought to you by Phil Henry. Jesus H.
This group is pushing the issue, Phil.
Would you get in there and gargle?
Yeah, Mr. Henry said I get in and gargle.
Here, why don't you gargle with this, all right?
Yeah! Boy, that stings.
What the hell is this guy's talking about, the spreading of bubonic plague or something?
It does. It sounds like,
This is probably what was playing when they were telling people to bring their dead out. Jesus!
I've heard all this stuff before.
What are you talking about?
Man, I heard all these depressed white people singing all that, the end of this near and all that stuff, man. Just as soon as a black man starts making some money in this world, a white man predict the end of the world.
Damn, man.
That's a good point, you know.
Well, naturally, it's a good point. You're always sticking up for Robert, and you're always running down your own race.
Oh, will you give me a break? Is that actually you talking, General?
Well, it just seems to me that you should be a little more balanced. We've gotten mail about that.
Oh, I don't care what mail we're getting. To ask me if there's anything in this world I care less about.
Is there anything in this world you care less about?
No. Mail is it, man. The mail we get, that's the bottom of the barrel. Not that I don't, you know, like reading mail. I think it's great. But if you think I'm going to change the show based upon mail we get, so what's your problem?
I haven't got a problem. Will you turn this crap down before I start to have puke running out of my nose? Please! Please! Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Oh, that was iniquitous what you just did there, Phil.
What's that mean?
I don't know, but I heard it in a movie and it sounded really, really neat. There, does that answer your question? It means, iniquitous means it's torturous. It is, you're torturing us with what you just did there, Phil.
What did I just do?
When the general screamed, then you... Never mind.
Well, it was something we worked out before the show.
Yeah, it was a bit we worked out. He was going to scream, and I was going to turn it down.
You mean that was all rehearsed? That was not spontaneous?
No, that was all rehearsed. Although his opinion was not rehearsed. His opinion, we didn't know what he was going to say. So do you really think that I am running down the white race or something?
No, you're gonna turn this into... You're going to make me sound like I'm George Lincoln... George Abraham Lincoln... Norman Rockwell. Who was that racist, rabid scum that was the head of the Nazi Party of... Norman Rockwell. Now,
no, it wasn't Norman Rockwell. That's the guy that painted the paintings.
No, it was not. It was the scumbag.
That was George Lincoln Rockwell.
Maybe they was related or something.
Yeah, they could have been like brothers.
I doubt that highly. I doubt I would have heard something about that.
What even you would have heard? Are you saying, Phil, people are going to run to your house with a message? Oh, attention, Mr. Henry, George Lincoln Rockwell is related to... What was the man's name?
I don't think I'll say.
What was the man's... Norman Rockwell, that's it. Norman Rockwell, I see, I knew. I could have called up Frank. So, Norman Rockwell. And he was the man that did the very, don't tell me.
Yeah, he did the Thanksgiving turkey and everything.
God damn you. Hey! Beat your ass. How is my voice sounding now?
It's okay. It's okay.
Well, Phil, what does that mean, it's okay?
It doesn't sound all that great. I mean, there's something going on with you, man. I think you need to go to the doctor and have your throat looked at.
I beg your pardon?
Look, Margaret, Phil ought to know the guy's been doing the broadcast game for a long time.
Well, I have been a professional singer for a long time.
Well, when was the last time you went in for just a... I'm not saying there's anything wrong. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But it's just, your throat doesn't sound like it's optimum. It sounds like maybe you have a cold. Maybe there's an infection there. Maybe you're using your voice the wrong way or something, and you're straining it. But in the morning, I hate to tell you this, Margaret. In the morning, your voice sounds bad for like the first half hour. I personally don't think there's anything wrong. I think what you need to do is warm the throat up.
Phil, when I drive in with Frank in the morning, I sing.
What do you do? Give me your exercise.
Well, what do you mean, my exercise?
What do you do? How do you warm up?
Yeah, like you go, dee, 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 dee.
No, I don't. If I did that, bud, I'd start to, my head would probably explode if I did that, all right?
Well, what do you do?
I do my scales.
Well, give us an example.
Well, when I'm in the car, I'll go, oh, ha, 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 woo, hoo. You know, those different things.
You see how your throat sounds right there?
You see how your throat sounds 50? Phil, you've got a lisping problem. Talk about me.
Yeah, Phil, you're talking about her having a problem.
Oh, wait. You see, right after you do that exercise, your throat sounds really strained and really crampy. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, Margaret. Do it again. And what kind of a scale is that?
It is my professional... I'm a professional singer, thank you very much. I think I know what I'm doing.
Or, well, you may know what you're doing, but I'm telling you. Do it again.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Wee! There, what's that sound like?
God damn it! You all right?
Excuse me.
Obviously, that's not doing your throat any good at all.
I did it wrong. Hold on. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
All right.
I'm not done yet. Hold on.
What is that?
Nothing. I sat on something. Ooh. Oh, my God. What is that? A payday?
Well, let me smell it.
Get out of here! What are you doing leaving?
I've got a... Can I get another chair, please?
Yeah, give her that one.
Yeah, but great. That's a one.
Sorry, that's a payday. That's not what you thought it was.
What's a payday candy bar doing sitting...
A payday? So you think I shit nothing but peanuts? Go ahead and have your laugh.
Oh, man.
What's so funny, Mr. Henry?
I don't know. I just,
Go ahead and have your... I'm going to gargle, Phil, and make my throat sound better than anything you've ever heard. You'll be begging me to stay on the show. See? Sounding better already.
Yeah, you're sounding top-notch there. Jesus.
Well, Phil, just...
You're a depressor, Mr. Henry.
Well, I'm not trying to depress you. Just get it together, will you, man? God damn. All right, let's get on the phone. Let's get a guest in here, man. But, you know, we don't have enough people on the air. I'm talking to you jackasses about all your problems. I want to get some people in here, man. We got Ted Bell coming up.
Yeah, we got Mr. Bell, hang on line number three here.
All right, we're going to get Ted Bell in here to talk a little bit about the Hawaiian Islands and vacationing. Ted is, I don't want to say that the cat is, you know, I don't want to say he's rich, but yeah, he is. And he does an awful lot of, with that man, he does an awful lot of vacationing around town. Ted Bell, folks.
A Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. Enjoy yourself some lunch today. What a great day to sit down to a big, thick, juicy Ted Bell steak. Slip that meat in your mouth and go, thank you, Ted.
That's what we want people to do now.
What happened to that?
I don't know, man. I need for you guys to contact Elaine. We got to get this board replaced.
How long are you going to be talking about get that board replaced? God damn, Bill.
Anyway, Ted, welcome to the program. I know that you and Marcy have a place over in Hawaii, right?
Well, we have a couple of places. We do have the condo there at Kanapali, which is on Maui. And we also have just purchased a vacation home near Poipu Point over there in Kauai. Now, the Poipu Point on Kauai is near the town of Poipu. I think the Poipu village, the Poipu. And
I'm sorry, where is it again?
Hold on for a minute. Would you guys hold it down over there, please? Can you hold it down? We have a, we got an early lunch rush today. It's 9:45 and everybody wants lunch already. Shows you how early people get to work in Beverly Hills, just in case a lot of you people think that. Would you tell that kid to shut it up, too? Yeah, I've been hearing this kid, Phil, for the last, like, half hour going, yay! So we work very hard here in Beverly Hills. But, yeah, Marcy and I are thinking of opening up the Poipu house over near Poipu Point and take it over there for a couple of weeks with our son, Joshua, and maybe some of Marcy's sisters and her brother. I mean, to be honest with you, every time we go on vacation, I got to take half of her family with us because apparently they don't have anywhere to go and can't do anything on their own, and they have to tag along and hold on to my leg while I...
Well, it doesn't sound like that's a very pleasant time for you.
No, it's not really, but, you know, I love my wife and I love my son, and if it means that I've got to hang around with the cousins and the uncles and the grandfathers, and that's okay. We've got the room. Thank God Almighty. Thank you. But there's that kid again. Tell that kid to shut his hole. Oh, is that Marcy's? Okay, that's Marcy's nephews and nieces. Yeah, I forgot. They're already here, and we're going on vacation starting next week when you leave to go to wherever you're going. That's where we're going to go to, over to Poipu at Point Poipu near Poipu Paint.
Where are you guys? Where is your home?
It's on Kauai. Well, I mean, we have the place at the Kanapali on Maui. But we've got a home over there on Poipu Point near Poipu. It's on Poipu Point on Poipu Plaza near Poipu. No, it's Poipu. What's the name of it again, Jerry? Yeah, Poipu. It's on Poipu Point on Poipu Place near Poipu in the village of Poipu.
What is it with this address you got, man?
I'm trying to. Did you ask me where it was?
Yes, I did. But you said Poipu Point with the Poipu.
It's Poipu Point. On Poipu Place near Poipu.
Well, what's Poipu Point?
That's the place in Poipu near Poipu Place. What is it? What's to understand?
You know, I swear to God, Ted, you picked out that address just because it sounds so jacked up and so difficult to say.
Yeah, that's what I did, Phil. That's exactly right. I said to Marcy, you know what? Let's buy this $3.5 million house because it's so messed up. The name of it, it'll be a lot of fun talking about it on Phil's show, even though I can't afford it. Yeah, that's what I'd like to do.
So you got a place you can't afford?
No, I can't afford it, but imagine if I couldn't afford it. Forget it.
All right, so anyway, Ted Bell is with us. You guys are going over on vacation, and they say this hurricane's going to be hitting on Sunday.
I understand that, but guess what? See, is that one of Marcy's nephews? Denise? Is that Darlene? You know, they named this kid Marcy's niece Darlene, and she's the daughter of Marcy's sister, Dora. They named that kid after one of the little rats. It's a very antiquated. Don't you think the name Darlene's kind of old school?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, they did it on purpose because they wanted Darlene to remind everyone of how perfect she is so the other kids could, you know, look up to her. But I don't get it. And now she's screaming her guts loose over there. We got a big table for the kids, and we got one for the adults, and everybody's bellying up to the bar. God, it's a 9:45, and they are blind stinking drunk over there.
Is everybody getting ready to go on vacation? Is that it?
Well, I mean, they're out here, and then we're all getting on a plane next week, and we're going over to Kauai. So, yeah, we got big times ahead. It's going to be a lot of fun, don't get me wrong. If that kid keeps doing that, though. Yeah. Hey, Dora, would you tell the kid... Your kid, would you tell it to shut up? I mean, would you tell her? Tell her, I said, to shut up. Tell her to be quiet. Well, I'm on the radio right now. That's right, your big celebrity brother-in-law. Yeah, I'm on the radio. Thank you. So we're going to go over there, and it ought to be a lot of fun.
All right, so are you thinking that the hurricane, which I believe is Hurricane Julio?
Yeah, see, to me, that's very racist. That, and I asked the guys here. I've got, all of the guys that work here, Phil, the guys that work out in the valet is a guy by the name of Julio. And I said, what do you think about that? He said, well, I said, they called that Hurricane Julio. Don't you think that's, against the Mexican people? And he said, I hadn't even thought about that, Mr. Bell, but thank you for, God damn it. Would you tell that kid to shut up, or I'm going to come over there and stuff an apple in its face, stick her on the table. I'm kidding. I'm joking, Dora. I'm kidding around, honey. So I can tell you...
Boy, she sure takes those jokes pretty easy, huh?
No, she doesn't take the jokes easy at all.
Let me take a break here, Ted. We're with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and Ted is on the line with us as we discuss the hurricane in Hawaii. Ted's planning on taking his family over there on vacation, and that'll be next week. And I think what's interesting about that is the fact that the... Okay, well, here's the commercial here. The fact that the hurricane, at least Hurricane Julio, is still... we're going to be in the area. All right, we'll be right back with Ted Bell and more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, tell it to shut up or I'll put an apple in.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Yes, hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and I am here to tell you about the wonderful deals that can be had at Savage's ladies' dresses, little girls' dresses, and men's overalls. Savage's ladies' dresses, little girl dresses, and men's overalls combines a new attitude in dressmaking and overall stitching. If you want to go in and look your very, very best, find the dress, find the style, find the fashion that is right for these summer months and those early evening supper parties or those late night dances that you go to with your husband. Or if you're a farmer in Iowa and you are looking to begin to prepare the fields, for the autumn harvest, the overalls there are real good too. Now, why do they sell two rather disparate things? Well, it goes back to a disease. Yes, a disease that wrecked the entire family. At one time, the disease of multiple personality had hit very heavily in Iowa. That's why you saw an awful lot of those movies like Three Faces of Eve and later on Sybil. At the same time, a new style in dressmaking was coming into fashion, and the same family was involved in that. Yes, that family, whose name I now forget, so I will rename their company Schaefer's Dressmaking and Overall Stitching. That same family, I'm very tired.
Schaefer's Overall Stitching and Dressmaking in Iowa and L.A.
Oh, God, I'm tired. God! It's funny just how off I get
when I ain't riding with you. No adjectives for your awesomeness. Oh, why don't you shut this guy up, will you, for Christ's sake? That's Lecrae. Don't you be talking about Lecrae. We love Lecrae. All right, welcome back. Here we got Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills as we continue to talk about the prospective vacation. I don't say prospective. I think they are going to be going on vacation there in Hawaii.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Yeah, Bill, if you do me a favor, don't talk over top of my commercial if you don't mind. Bill?
Yeah?
Don't talk all over the commercial.
Sorry, do you want me to do it again?
Yeah, we're going to have to because I'm paying for that.
Sorry. All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry, Ted, I talked over the top of your commercial. I didn't mean to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to the show, and Ted Bell's going to be talking about vacation.
Well, you talked over a little bit of it, but I guess that's...
Yes. I didn't talk over... Well, now I did.
Yeah, now you did. God damn, man. Jesus.
All right, stop the freaking commercial, will you, bud?
Easy.
Stop the commercial, bud.
hear it.
What?
Stop the commercial.
What happened?
What happened was I butchered it up.
He butchered it alive. He's talking over the vocal.
Well, Ted, why don't you get over it, Ted?
Yeah, why don't you go gargle some more, okay, Sadie?
What a dick.
Close the door. Everybody ready to go? So welcome back, folks, here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show. We're talking to Ted Bell, and he's taking the family on vacation in Hawaii. Let's find out what that's about.
Family here. I've got actually Marcy's family here, and we're having ourselves some steak, and we're having steak and eggs, and we're bellying up to the bar. We're drinking Long Island iced teas, and it's 10 minutes to 10 in the morning. Oh, my God.
Do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're partying. They're ready to party hardy, and God damn it, what was that?
You know what, Bud? I want you to disengage the loop so that we're not going automatically into another song when you play the Ted's jingle.
Sorry about that.
God damn, I almost started bleeding from the penis. I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, the whole thing that...
All right.
Well, are you not cutting off Ted Bell?
No, I'm not cutting off Ted Bell, but I need to just call him back on that, all right?
What are you talking about, Henry? Everybody around here with the dirty words, Ted Bell says it, and all of a sudden you're hanging up on people?
It's a paid commercial thing, you know? He said he wanted to keep it clean. What do you want from me? All right, folks, we're going to get back to Ted, but he, you know, did ask me to cut him off anytime that he says anything untoward, so, you know. All right, Ted, sorry.
What an asshole.
Beverly Hills Steakhouse, yeah. Come on down.
As I was saying, I got my wife's family.
Wait, what did you call me?
I'm sorry?
What did you call me?
I called you an asshole. Is there a big...
Call him back. I don't want to play the jingle.
Now, you're going to be a pain in the ass, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, Phil, lighten it up, will you, for God's sake? Just get through the segment and quit being so petty.
Everybody around here is petty except me. And when I get petty, now I don't get to be petty.
No, you don't get to be petty. We expect you to be the one guy that isn't petty. All right?
Yeah, and you ain't Richard Petty either.
Man, you know what, man? You just give it up, man. Just give it up, man. Give up talking, man. Give up breathing.
Shut up!
Just give up breathing, man, I swear to God.
Please tell him to shut up, Mr. Henry.
He's right.
Yeah, just give up breathing, give up talking, you know, damn.
So, Jerry, you saying I should give up breathing, give up talking?
Yes, for now, if you don't mind. Now you're holding your breath?
Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
I'm sorry for saying a dirty word like penis. This is Ted Bell, and I'm...
Alrighty.
Well, would you let it go, Phil?
Yeah, what were we just telling you about?
He said to me...
Forget about what he said. Just get the commercial out of the way, or someone here is going to come unglued. I swear to God, I will go monkey, and I don't care who's in the way. Who's ever in the way, I don't care if he did it, he's going to get it.
All right. Fine. That's the way you want to be about it. That's, you know, I can play this any way you want to play it, man. You know.
What does that mean, play it any way? Would you turn that off for a minute? What do you mean, play it any way I want to play it? That sounds real hard ass.
Yeah, that's where I'm coming from. You want to play it that way? I'll play it that way. I'll play it any way you want to play it.
Will you step into me? Are you trying to step to me?
Will you knock it off? I'm just telling a joke here. Everybody else around here gets to tell jokes. Everybody else gets to be petty.
Phil, don't step to me.
Yeah, okay, I won't step to you, badass.
Jeez.
You know, Phil, all she's trying to do is say, you know, back it off, okay? Otherwise, you're going to get a face full of... You'll get a face full of that 3-carat diamond she's got in her hand. That'll leave a lot of, you know, a big hole in the... you know.
It's another hole in the head you don't need, Phil.
Yeah, okay. Badasses all. Everybody a badass this morning. All right, can we finish up here with Ted Bell before I go absolutely monkey?
Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Coming out of Ted's Beverly Hills, have a steak.
great.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what you left to me. That's what you left to me. You left me that. Nothing more. I'll tell you right now, Phil, I feel hollow. That's how I feel after that entire stupid series of attempts to get this commercial done. I feel hollow and empty inside. You have left me a hollow shell of a man. Now, I've got my wife's family over here.
All right, can we cut the drama?
No, wait. This is not drama. I'm telling you, you have left me nothing more than a shell of a man. After me trying to get this commercial done, she's getting pissed. You can't do the commercial right. Somebody's saying something else. You don't like the fact that I said P-E-N-I-S.
You were the guy that told me to keep it clean. You asked me to censor you. You asked me to edit these things out, even if I had to dump you out of it.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking. When I get off a good line like I'm bleeding from the penis, which is that's a very quality line. You don't dump that.
Oh, that's a quality line. I didn't recognize it.
Yeah, okay, Henny Youngman. The fact is, I don't have the opportunity to, you know, rip a few off like that. You know, comedy and a good comedic line is like a fart. It's got to be crisp, it's got to be loud, and it's got to linger. You know, that's probably a bad...
That was an unnecessary comparison. It really was.
Would you go in and gargle again, please?
What are you talking about?
Your voice sounds like shit. Go gargle.
He's a real dick today, Ted.
No, God, tell me about it.
Close the door.
So we're going to go to Hawaii, and the house is at Poipu Point in Poipu, and it's on Poopoo Place. And for you to make an issue out of that, and to say, I spent $3.5 million just so I could come on your show and say something really cutesy-poo like Poopoo Place... I think you must think I'm desperate, man. You know, you must think that I'm really desperate for laughs and for fun and for friendship and for all the other things that, you know. I'm telling you, would you close that door, please? Would you close the door, please? The door. The door. That door. Not the window. The door. Thank you. God damn.
Well, who do you got working there, man?
I've got people working here that work for me, and they're dim bulbs, obviously. Let me go back out in the main dining hall because I don't know what's going on out there. My wife's family is tearing it up. They're into the Long Island iced teas, Phil, and it's 9:55 in the morning, and we're on our way to Hawaii this weekend. I am not looking forward to this. I told you that it was going to be a great family vacation, and it is. But to be honest with you, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm scared. I'm scared to death. I've never been more scared.
Well, what do you think's going to happen?
They're drinking Long Island iced teas at 10 o'clock in the morning now. What do you think they're going to be doing over there? She's got a kid brother. You know that Marcy's kid brother, I mean, this guy, he's still in college. He brought over I know he's got a bag of something in there because he's got a duffel bag, and I took a whiff of it. It's in the garage. It smells like I might as well be in a greenhouse in Humboldt. I'm telling you, and I know right away. I know it's good quality BC butter, that donkey dick. That's what he smokes. And
what is donkey dick?
That's the name of the bud he smokes, okay? And please don't edit that out because that happens to be something that is it's a legitimate bud. I have invested, and I don't mean Bud Dickman, I invest in Bud that's quality, like Donkey Dick Bud, not Bud Dickman, get it? Shit.
Yeah, okay, we have to break.
Yeah, I know, you have to break, and you have to move on, and thank you very much, Ted, it's been really great.
It has been really great, but you know what, we do have to move on, and we do have to break, and we do have to do whatever we gotta do. I wish you all of the best in the world.
Wait a minute, I have to ask Ted one question. So you're saying that you are nervous about your relatives and their drinking?
What the hell's going on now? Oh, shit.
What's happening?
They just ordered another... What did they get? What? Singapore Slings and Chi-Chi's. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. What is that kid drinking? Is the kid drinking? I got to tell you, and I'm going to have a whole week of this over in Kauai, and there's a hurricane? We won't be able to leave the house. We will not be able to leave the house. We'll be stuck in that house. If that hurricane lasts for any length of time, I'm going to be stuck... in a house on Poipu Point in Poipu at Poopu Place with my wife's family and the Chi-Chi and the Singapore Sling. Oh, shit. I'm telling you, it's not fair. It's not anything that I don't think it's anything any white man should have to go through. I'm kidding about that.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Yeah, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'll be on vacation next week, but I want you to see my man, Manny. He'll be managing. I'll be in Kauai on Poipu Point and Poipu at Poo. I forget it.
Here at Ted's, do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
All right, Ted, the very best of luck to you, brother. I say good luck to you. The guy's going to Kauai on vacation to his new home on Poipu Point, his $3.5 million home. And I'm wishing him luck.
Now, no kidding about that. I don't give a damn how much his relatives drink.
Well, you know, I think that, excuse me, I'm back. Does my voice sound okay?
I don't know, Margaret. I mean, I'm just telling you. Yeah, it sounds fine now, but I'm just telling you, you have to take better care of it. I don't know what you're doing.
I take care of my throat.
That warm-up that you do in the morning.
Just give it a point. You guys always forget the point.
Sorry. So, yeah, I don't feel bad for him at all, you know.
Well, if you've got relatives, if I may get back to the topic.
Go ahead.
If you have relatives that are bellying up to the bar at 9 a.m. in the morning, it's going to get a little dicey.
Well, you know what? I mean, there's always the cops. Even if you're in Hawaii and they're your relatives, if they start tearing shit up...
You ever had any relatives tear your place up?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have. Yes, I have. Yeah. Yeah, I had a beautiful home once. I had a... Talk about a big house. I had a big house once, and one of my relatives... And it was a holiday. You know, it was a holiday, and the booze was flowing, and a fight broke out in my house, and I'm telling you, it spilled out from the house out into the yard, and it was originally between two guys, and it eventually involved like four or five, and I'm telling you, by the end of this fight, I had four L.A. County Sheriff cars in front of my house, you know, and that's kind of embarrassing, I don't mind telling you.
Yeah, Mr. Jerry, you got in front of your house and everything?
Yeah. There I am, and I'm, this is great, and you can well imagine the neighbors are peeking through their little curtains and going, what's going on over at the Hendry house? And there's these squad cars, and the cherries going on the top, and the cops looking at me like I'm the scum of the earth. I'm not even involved, I'm the guy that called you guys, you know? It's the thing that pissed me off about these cops. That really pissed me off, you know? Now, the more I think about that, I understand that cops are doing a great job and that they're doing the best that they can, but I'm the guy that called you guys, okay? You're breaking up this fight, right? And this dude's looking at me like somehow it's my fault. I said, look, I called you guys up, you know? And the guy's looking, sir, well, you know, what do you got to do with this? What do I have to do with it? I'm the guy that called you up.
Well, don't get your feelings hurt, Phil. The officers obviously have to, you know...
Yeah, they gotta sort stuff out and everything. Ain't you never seen cops?
Yeah, no, I'm like a cops, but saying they gotta go, hey, let's separate the parties, you know?
Yes, I know. Separate the parties and talk. I understand. Anyway, they were fine, and but yeah, I've had that happen. So if Ted's gonna have to deal with that in on Poo Poo Place, he's gotta be kidding with that.
Well, it's a stupid address, but I don't think that Ted went out and bought the house... specifically for, look at this, Von Trako, who was a charismatic Episcopal minister, and now he's Catholic. What do you think of that?
I don't give a sweet damn. I'm doing something else here.
Sorry. Jesus.
Well, Phil, she was just pointing out the Catholic.
I don't give a crap about the Catholic. You know, we're going to get it off the Eternal Word Network here, okay? It's driving me ape. Anyway, good luck, Ted. I keep saying good luck to Ted. Have fun there, Ted. Even if the hurricane hits, he can have a hurricane party, and it will be one for the books, I'll tell you that. We'll be right back. Here's Kevin Gates and Satellites.
I'm everybody's sworn favorite. People tend to feel like Michael Jackson.
Oldie but goodie.
Young Khalifa, man.
Satellite.
Yes, this is the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm General Galen Shaw.
She don't get it right. Emotions probably telling her she could stay the night, but her friends all call us crazy. They don't give her good advice. Satellite. Never really made love. On the steelo, Luca Brasi selling kilos. Got a shop out of town and got a spot just around the way. Let's be specific, if I'm the nigga you feeling, am I wrong for showing interest in these women surrounding? I'm a straight picker down and go. No time to lounge with hoes on the grind all the time. I done been down this road. Strictly need my C-note. Can you keep keep up with my link.
Kevin Gates there with Satellites.
It's a gamble, which means love is a casino. Everybody.
Stranger Than Fiction is the name of the album. And it's the world famous Phil Henry Show. Now, we had Dr. Jim Sadler on the program yesterday. We're going to continue with Dr. Sadler this morning, talking to him about Ebola, because I think it's important. And Dr. Sadler, I know, had an issue with respect, which I certainly do. Well, that was not yesterday morning. It was the morning before. Dr. Sadler, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Phil. I don't have an issue, if I could just clarify. I don't have an issue with respect. I saw what you said about it on your website, and I had a number of phone calls and a number of emails from people saying that I was being persnickety and that I was being, one lady used the word that I found very offensive. She said I was being bitchy or bitch-like, and I said that almost connotes an accusation that I'm effeminate or even a gay. And she said, if the shoe fits, wear it. And I used a line that I heard on your program yesterday with her, and I said, my shoe will fit up your
up the ass.
I've got it, bud. We don't need you filling in the blanks.
Well, I mean, essentially, Dickman got it right. Yeah, but I didn't say ASS. I didn't say ASS. I said, she said to me...
We understand, doctor.
Excuse me, I would like to finish my thought.
Let him finish.
She said to me that if the shoe... When you said to me that I sound bitchy, I said to her, I said, that sounds almost... like I'm effeminate, dare I say gay. At which point she said, well, if the shoe fits, and she was going to say wear it, and I said, if the shoe fits, it fits. No, I said, no, I didn't say that. I said...
Can I get to the...
No, I'd like to finish what I'm going to say.
You know, we don't have to do this interview, Dr. Sadler. We can do this some other time.
What?
I'm
trying to finish... What a dickhead, man. I'm trying to finish what I'm...
Don't call me a dickhead.
Well, let me finish what I'm saying.
Why didn't you let the doctor... You know, he was on the program, and people took away a misapprehension or a misinterpretation.
Exactly. They were thinking, people are calling up and saying, you sound like a little bitch, and you sound bitch-like, and bitchy-witchy, and all that kind of stuff. And I said, what do you mean? And this one lady calls, and I go, Dr. Jim Sadler, may I help you? And she goes, and I said, is this a prescription? Because I thought it was one of my patients, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, am I boring you?
Yeah, he's been like this all morning, Dr. Sadler. First of all...
Wait, Margaret. You were agreeing with me a minute ago that we needed to move on. Go ahead, doctor. I'm sorry.
Well, no. I mean, if I'm keeping you awake, you know...
No. I've been lately noticing that on the show, every time we try to get someplace with something, everything gets sidetracked.
I'm not trying to sidetrack you. I have a point here.
God, sorry, Dr. Sarah. You're making him sad.
Oh, well, I'm sorry if I made you sad, sir. Go ahead.
Sounds sarcastic.
Yeah, that did sound sarcastic, Mr. Henry.
I'm sorry if I made you sad. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So anyway, she calls up. I go, Dr. Jim Sadler. And she says, yeah, is this you, Sadler? And I said, this is Dr. Jim Sadler. She said, well, I'm not calling up for no medical treatment. I'm calling up because I heard you on the Phil Henry show today, and you said something about how you think doctors, before they give out Ebola cures or treatment, should be given due respect and should be apologized to about how people say that we're douchebags. And I said, yeah, I did. And she said, well... It sounded to me like you sounded a little bit bitchy and a little bit, feminine. And then she said, or dare I say gay? And I said, oh, so, no, she didn't say dare I say gay. I said, well, it sounds to me like you're saying that I'm gay. And she goes, if the shoe fits, wear it. And I said, I'll tell you where the shoe fits, right up your A... You know, and I...
Did you say the word?
No, I didn't. I said, because I didn't want to say the word, because I was trying to be a gentleman. But I said...
Well, how do you figure that's being a gentleman, and you say, the shoe fits right up your A?
Well, because I didn't say the word.
Yeah, but I'm in gym. So what'd she do?
Well, I go, you know, the shoe fits right up your A. And she goes, oh, you mean my anus? I said, no, I was not going to say anus. She goes, you're a lying, mumbling, stumbling, and then click. Okay? And
So you guys quibbled about whether the word was anus or ass?
I never used either word. I said to her, she goes, I go, eh, and she says, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time.
Go Ked.
Go Ked? What are you, a big supporter of Ked sneakers?
I said, go ahead.
Oh, well. So I said, excuse me? I said, you know, the shoe fits up your ass. She goes, oh, you were going to say anus. And I said, no, I was not going to say anus. Click. So I'm like, okay, that's done. So I go back to what I was doing. I was doing some filing because Deborah, the girl that assists me on Mondays, wasn't in. So I'm doing ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Hello, Dr. Jim Sadler. Yes, Sadler, this is the lady that just called you. And I said, well, you just hung up on me. She says, yes, I did. I apologize. Are you trying to tell me that the shoe fits up my, and she said the word, up my ass? And that's when I saw an opportunity, and I went for it, and I said, well, if the shoe fits, wear it. Click. Okay, I go, that's round two to me. So, don't you agree?
I'm just listening to the story.
Yeah, we're listening to the story, Dr. Sadler.
All right, I mean, if you agree with me, you can...
I'm listening to the story, sir.
All right, so I went back to filing. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Dr. Jim Sadler.
Look at Sadler. How many phone calls came into you?
If you don't mind. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Dr. Jim Sadler. Yeah, Sadler, I'm the lady that just talked to you. I said, well, you've hung up on me twice. She said, say that again, what you said about the shoe fits. I said to you, if the shoe fits, wear it. She says, well, my shoe would fit right up your ass. And I go, oh, you know, it seems like we've been here before, haven't we? And then she goes, click. And I go, fuck, you know, pissed up. I gave that round to her.
You know, this story you're telling is really dull, man.
What?
The story you're telling us is really dull. We wanted to have you back on the show to talk about the warning signs and the things you need to know about Ebola.
We're talking here about the preliminary before we get to the Ebola, which is respect for me. Dr. Jim Sadler and the other doctors, God damn, that's the whole thing I've been talking about.
You know, Dr. Sadler, I'm going to tell you, if all of this hinges on this ongoing need for respect and people to apologize for all the golf jokes and all this stuff to doctors, I think we get it. I think you made your point very, very well last time. I think we can move past that.
No, I don't think we can move past it because I think it's something that needs to be brought up to people and they need to be reminded of it every time they're... God damn it, now I'm nervous. I'm going too fast and everything.
Calm down, Dr. Sadler. It's going to be all right. This is Margaret. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, but I do agree with Phil. We need to move on. So is there a point where this woman stopped calling you?
No, there wasn't. That was Monday. It's been continuing on through, but we've been going back and forth, and I think I'm winning the fight. I mean, you know, I was down there for a while. Like, all last night, she was kicking my ass. You know, and then by around 4 o'clock, I started coming back.
She's hanging up on you.
Yeah. Well, why is that a big thing? Because every time she calls, she'll say, oh, my shoe fits up your ass. And I said, up my ass. I know what you're going to say, ass. She goes, no, I wasn't. I was going to say asshole. Click. So that's what she does. She gets off the cutie.
And this is really bugging you, isn't it?
Well, I mean, what's with you anyway, man? This stuff doesn't bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
What's going on with him?
I don't know. He's been like this all morning.
Hey, he's been like this all morning. I'm the only guy making any sense, okay?
Well, that is a fine how do you do.
No, I'm the only guy making any sense around here. I'm the only guy that's holding this turd of a show together, okay? Now, either we get to the whole Ebola thing, Dr. Sadler, or we're done with the conversation.
Fine, whatever. You know, it doesn't make any difference to me. Whatever. You know, whatever. All right. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the 9 things to know about the killer disease Ebola.
All right, whatever. You won't let me say the things what I want to say? Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Look, Sadler, would you stop saying whatever? Because you say it like you say it like someone stapled your lip to your lower gum.
What? What is he trying to say?
Would we just, never mind. Can we just,
No, I demand to know.
You're saying whatever.
Dr. Sadler, you're just... Never mind the whatever.
Oh, he said something about my lip.
He didn't say anything about your lip.
Well, now you're lying to me. And if there's one thing I don't like, I...
Goodbye.
Oh, my God, you hung up on him.
Oh, my God. I didn't do that, did I?
Yeah, you hung up on Dr. Sadler.
Well, Phil, that man has been a guest for many years.
I don't give a damn how long he's been a guest for. Yes, I hung up on him. I had him on the air 5 minutes too long. I think, frankly, the general was right.
Let that,
you know, that. And the whole thing about click and the boot up the ass and anus as opposed to ass as opposed to asshole. And we didn't get to the whole thing that I wanted to get to here, which is the Ebola thing. Call up Dr. Turner, okay?
Yeah, well, Dr. Sadler's going to be pissed.
I don't give a damn how pissed he is. Call up Dr. Turner. Get him on the phone. He's up next. We're talking to him next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We will get through this topic or know the reason why. I are Phil Hendry. This is Motionless in White. Puppets 8. Yeah!
As this is Motionless in White with a great heavy metal anthem called Puppets. Puppets 8, it's Puppets 3, you blind mother.
Sorry, Puppets 3.
I got your Puppets 3, all right. One, two, never mind.
Oh, my God, she pointed to her boobs.
Come here, bud. No, come here, bud.
Straight to the dome, dude.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Jim Sadler reminding you to come to the Dr. Jim Sadler Medical Clinic. If you have any problems related to Ebola, which I hope you don't, come to the Dr. Jim Sadler Medical Clinic and we will treat your Ebola. And also, we do other things that doctors do. But the Ebola thing I've been prepping for, and this is a life's work that is finally coming to fruition with this Ebola virus possibly spreading to the United States and maybe even through San Diego, since a lot of these guys are saying that Ebola might be coming up from the south of the border, even though they don't have any evidence of that. In fact, there's no evidence of it whatsoever, but never mind. I don't want to scare you anything, but keep Dr. Jim Sadler in mind for all of your medical needs. Otherwise, whatever. See, I got it in. Phil, I got it in. Phil.
Yeah, good for you. You got another one in.
This is General Galen Shaw. This is about the most over-the-top rubbish I've ever heard. These guys, they couldn't scare a fly. Listen to this all demon talk and the devil to the... I'd walk up to these guys, pull it out, take a good, long, hearty leak like a fire hose. They'd scamper for the hills.
Anyway, this Motionless in White.
You don't think so, huh?
I don't know, General. I don't know. Motionless in White, that's Puppets 3, the grand finale. That's from the new album. I think it's called Reincarnate. Is that the name of the album, bud?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's the one with Danny Filth, too. So make sure you grab a hold of that, man. Grab a hold of all of that and love it and hug it and squeeze it and feel it up and probe it if you need to and fondle it. All right, so Ebola. Dr. Ron Turner going to get on the line with us here. Dr. Turner is in Mountain Meadow, Colorado. He's up there at the Cloverfield Observatory, but at the point that we want him right now is having a little bit of lunch out there at the Cloverfield Quad. Is that the lunchroom there, Dr. Ron?
It is, Phil. The lunchroom here at the Cloverfield Quad is part of our observatory, but it's a beautiful area, and there's a lot of space, and we've got quite a good commissary here. In fact, the food here at Cloverdale Observatory is free of charge.
No kidding.
Yes, it is paid for through the funding and through the auspices of our Ansley Foundation. So everybody that works here at Cloverfield Observatory eats free of charge.
Now, do you know anything about Ebola?
I know a little bit about Ebola, and I understand you had a problem with Dr. Sadler, so I'm more than happy to try to fill in some of the black spots that you might have.
All right. I mean, the first question is, why does this disease generate the fear that it does?
Well, you know something, there's a lot of different ideas. Ebola has been described as one of the world's most deadly diseases, Phil, to be honest with you. It is a highly infectious virus. It can kill up to 90% of the people who catch it, and it does cause a lot of terror in infected communities. There's also no vaccine against it. Of the five subtypes, the Zaire strain, which was the first to be identified, is the most deadly. Now, the World Health Organization said preliminary tests on the Ebola virus in Guinea in March suggest the outbreak there was this strain, though that has not been confirmed. You have to understand that Ebola is terrifying because it has broken out in areas that did not have ready access to immediate and thorough medical aid. That's number one. And number two, Ebola is transmitted between humans by way of blood and by way of other bodily fluids. It is not transmitted in the air. So it has in common something with the HIV virus, the immune deficiency virus that we have certainly been dealing with over the last 20 years.
All right, so what is Ebola and what are the symptoms?
Well, the Ebola virus causes a viral fever, a hemorrhaging fever, which according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention refers to a group of viruses that affects... You know what? I'm an astronomer. I really don't... I don't know. I'm reading from a news story from CNN. I have to...
You're doing what?
He's reading from a CNN news story. Is that right?
Well, don't rip into me like I'm some kind of an ass that's like a newly mutated giant ass. I'm doing what you people asked me to do.
So you're reading from a news story. You don't know anything about it.
No, I'm an astronomer. I'm an astronomer. I look at stars.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I was going to say something. At least Tata's being honest with you, Phil.
Yeah, but you've talked to us about medical stories before.
Yes, a few medical stories. The only medical story that I'm really familiar with is Stephen Hawking, okay? Lou Gehrig's disease? That's all I know about it. The only reason why I've studied that is because Hawking's got it. And I want to know every weakness and every strength of that guy. I study him. I want to know my enemy. Well, I don't know anything. I'm reading from a CNN World story, Ebola virus, 9 things to know about the killer disease. I knew you were going to ask about that, so I got the story pulled up. But I can't answer these questions. I'm looking at Mars right now. I have a study going on right now. We are looking at a comet that we're going to land a lander on. We're going to put a lander on a comet. And it's flying through space, and it's named after the Russians. There's a lot of exciting things going on here, Phil, at the Cloverfield Observatory. And the least exciting is some guy who's got Ebola, whoever he may be, or whoever they may be. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. I won't get Ebola. I live in Colorado. I won't get Ebola.
All right.
Thank you. You know, can I go now?
Yeah. So,
you know, this is your fault because you should have had a qualified doctor on.
I had a qualified doctor on, that jackball Sadler.
Yeah, but he's all getting persnickety about it.
Then we're going to have to get another doctor around here. We need another medical guy to tell us about crap, or I'm just going to have to read these news stories and we'll have to go according to Phil's opinion.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Phil's opinion. He's not even a doctor.
Doesn't matter to me. It seems to me he makes more sense than half of these screwballs you get on this program. And that Sadler, I don't blame that Tartar. He made a good faith effort, Phil.
Yeah, you told me to get him.
Yeah, you're right, I did. Well, anyway, you know, there's a good article here in CNN, so why don't you read it?
Oh, that's great, Phil. So just tell the audience to read the article.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and read this. I'm not a doctor. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can do, and it has all of the... But here's the thing, as far as I can tell, man... You know, there's no Ebola in the United States. There's no Ebola in the United States. There have been 2 patients that have been brought here for treatment, yes. But you can't catch Ebola through the air. So these patients that have been brought here through treatment or for treatment are here, you know.
Yes, they're going to get treatment, but they're not going to be, you know, if you breathe the air, you won't get what they got.
No, you won't get what they got if you breathe the air. So there's no Ebola in America. There's no cases of Ebola in America that have been contracted here in America. There's no Ebola that's coming up from Mexico with the children, with the immigrants. There's nothing that has been thus far tracked. Now, the other thing, folks, if you're talking about illegal immigrants coming in with Ebola, that's sort of, you know, I hate to say it, it's kind of racist.
Wait a second. What do you mean it's racist?
What are you talking about?
Well, look, are there not people coming into the United States every day on tourist visas? Aren't there people coming into the United States every day on work visas? Nobody's given them a health nobody's given them a health test. No one's giving them a physical.
You got to get a physical and everything for the visa, don't you?
No, you do not have to get a physical for a visa. You have to answer a questionnaire. So who are these dumbasses that are saying there may be some kids coming up from Mexico with Ebola?
Well, why do you call it racist?
Because obviously they're poor people, so they must have Ebola. That's what the thinking is there. Now, the fact is, and these are kids that are coming from South America. There is no Ebola in South America. There's been no reported concentration or highly inflamed centers of Ebola infection in South America anywhere. It's contained, it's in Africa. It's in these hot spots that the World Health Organization's identified. So now we have people, but if you're worried about that, if people are worried about the immigration, why don't you tell that one stupid bastard in Indiana, what's the name of that guy anyway, bud?
The guy's name is Redudu or something.
No, it's not Redudu, it's Pete Roydico or something like that.
He's some congressman in Indiana, and this guy is so dumb. This cat says, well, you know, I was talking to a physician. And not that he agrees with me. This guy might even have had to restate this because he was talking to some doctor, he said. And then he said there may be Ebola coming up from the south of the border with these children. And he said, not that his opinion, stated that, but it's just my observation. This guy's some stupid prick, excuse my French, who's a congressman from Indiana. Forgive me, Indiana, but, you know, I mean, every time somebody says congressman from Indiana,
I think there have been quite a few good congresspeople from Indiana. What about Congressman Claude Clem? I don't know.
And what about Clem? There's a guy named Clem?
What do you mean Clem?
What about Clem Lewisian?
Who's he?
I'm making the name up. Isn't there a good congressman from Indiana?
I don't know, and unless we have a real name, I can't tell you.
Well, he's just making the name up, Phil, just to be expedient.
Well, that doesn't help if it's being expedient, okay?
Well, you do it on stage.
I do it on stage for comedic. Anyway, this guy said what he said, completely irresponsible, which, of course, you know, if you're trying to make a political point, you know, why not be irresponsible? Who do you care who you panic? Who do you care who you frighten? Why do you care whether there's true information out there or not? This asshole says that maybe there's Ebola. Well, there isn't. But, I mean, my question is, you know.
Yes, we know, Phil. Can a person with a tourist visa come in with Ebola? Yes, they can.
Well, what are you blowing that off for?
Well, Phil, I mean, your point is well made. Yes, somebody with a tourist visa can.
All right, so why don't you get that congressman in Indiana to say that?
How are we going to do that? We can't do that.
You can't do that. Well, I would like to know because it would go a long way toward making me feel a little bit better, you know, about the state of this world. Let's go to Larry now on the Phil Hendry Show. Larry in Culver City. Larry, how are you doing this morning? Larry Grover.
Hey, Phil, I'm doing very well, and I got to tell you that you're talking about the Congressman Roydico there in Indiana. This is a guy I think Phil is a very responsible man. I think he's making a very good point, and that is, can you get my mother's listening to the radio.
This is Larry's very famous song, no, Phil.
Mother, are you on the extension again? You said you get...
I'm sorry, can I get on the extension for one thing?
Go ahead.
Larry loves this song.
She's playing The Return of the Mac. I love this. Yeah, you know, have you know this song, Phil?
Return of the Mac? Yeah, I know the song.
You lied to me. Woo! You lied to me. I love it.
So, Garrett, we're having a little bit of a house party this morning, Phil.
That's nice, dear.
I'm taking the day off from work, so Mother and I are having some coffee and some breakfast, and you lied to me. You lied. I love this song. But, Phil, I was listening to the show, and I wanted to call in and say, you know, I don't know who you think you're kidding, pal, but I think it's important to understand that the Ebola virus, which my understanding is that doesn't eat the flesh. Is that right?
No, it does not.
All right, I can't hear you. Turn it down, Mother. Listen, wait, hold on. This is a good part. You lied to me.
I think Larry has a very nice voice, don't you think so?
Yeah, you got a nice voice, Larry.
Thank you. Yeah. Lied to me. She lied to me. It lied. You know, you can just anything. It lied to me. She lied to me. All of them over there lied to me. Do 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 do.
Yeah, why don't you get back to your music, Larry?
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. Sorry for boring you with truth. Sorry that you can't handle truth.
Man, it's time to leave.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I think you ought to get out of here while the getting's good, friend. That guy's as crackers as they come. Unbelievable, that guy.
Well, you know. World famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Had a very good time with you guys this morning. God bless you, and I hope that y'all join us again tomorrow. Join us again tomorrow. Don't forget, tickets to the Phil Henry Show, The World of Phil Henry, Truth Is Our Bitch, available at the Irvine Improv. Get your tickets while they last, baby.
The world famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated on the Sideshow Network. I'm going to warm my throat up.
Warm your throat up, okay?
On the morning.